June 28th, Ambrose Bierce disappears in Chihuahua, Mexico. On this day in 1842, the American critic and writer Ambrose Bierce was born. During his life, he was famous for his direct and penetrating style and his spare but vivid descriptions, particularly of war. We know that he was one of 13 children born in a log cabin in Ohio to well-educated parents who, for reasons unknown, gave all their offspring names that began with the letter A. This is a lot more than we know about his death at the age of 71. Apparently he had travelled to Mexico while researching a book to observe the civil war that was then raging. Though he was heard of in the town of Chihuahua, he then simply disappeared. Perhaps his sense of humour had led him to plan his own demise. Or perhaps he was thought to be some sort of spy and murdered. We shall never know. Here's one of his quirky poems. This one's called Christian. I dreamed I stood upon a hill, and lo, the godly multitudes walked to and fro beneath, in Sabbath garments fitly clad, with pious mien appropriately sad, while all the church bells made a solemn din, a fire alarm to those who lived in sin. Then saw I, gazing thoughtfully below, with tranquil face upon that holy show, a tall spare figure in a robe of white, whose eyes diffused a melancholy light. God keep you, stranger, I exclaimed. You are, no doubt your habit shows it, from afar. And yet I entertain the hope that you, like these good people, are a Christian too. He raised his eyes, and with a look so stern, it made me with a thousand blushes burn. Replied, his manner with disdain was spiced, "What, a Christian? No, indeed, I'm Christ." It's quite a quirky poem. Today I will try to be direct and honest in all my dealings.